producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, rolling into hour number two. On a beautiful Monday morning. Coming to you live from the Frogley Lubricant Studio, this hour brought to you, by the way, by G-Code, the best tactical holster on the market today. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. L.A. Times has this section called the Science Now section, and it declares, in the U.S., gun violence kills black Americans at twice the rate of white Americans. The risk of dying from a gunshot wound is twice as high for black Americans as it is for white Americans, according to a new study based on 11 years' worth of data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Now, this would be the same CDC that came out and published a report in June of last year that said gun ownership, the people that own and carry guns, are actually pretty good at what they do. So the fact that this particular statement was made by them, I don't particularly take as anti-gun. They just sort of make it a statement. Now, and that study came about because Obama did an executive action for it. He called for it. It was never revealed as to what it was about as far as what the CDC published in that report. That never came out from the Obama administration because it went against the narrative. Now, Congress cut off funding for taxpayer-funded anti-gun propaganda because, as author and attorney Dave Koppel noted, CDC was buying political misinformation rather than science. They weaponized. They had weaponized in the past places like the CDC to have studies, much like the John Hopkins Institute now, which gets so much money from Bloomberg, and we'll see it coming from Harvard as well. We talked about that last week. Weaponizing them to put out an agenda is based on your perception of the information they put out. It's based on the idea that you'll buy it. Now, in the public health community, it's already bought and paid for. Deborah Prothrow Stith, dean of the Harvard School of Public Health, in a moment of lucidity, pretty much encapsulated in words the typical attitude of her colleagues in her profession. My own view on gun control is simple. I hate guns and cannot imagine why anybody would want to own one. If I had my way, guns for sport would be registered and all other guns would be banned. Dr. Mark Rosenberg, then director of the CDC's National Center for Injury Control and Prevention, documented, or in a 1994 interview where the CDC bureaucrat told the Washington Post that part was documented, we need to revolutionize the way we look at guns like we did with cigarettes. Now it is dirty, deadly, and banned. Of course, plenty of people smoke. So it's hardly a surprise that agenda promoters riding the public health gravy train would keep up the one-sided propaganda, and the latest study appears no different than others that have come before, particularly with what it chose to leave out. Because absent from the study, the study population and variables consisting of aggregate information such as number of firearms deaths, total population and age-adjusted rates according to race, ethnicity, and intent. Was any mention, those things were not mentioned in this report, and there was no mention of one other important piece of information, in ownership. There's no attempt at all made to clarify negative consequences affecting gun possessors versus gun owners. A criminal can possess a gun that he does not own, such as one that's been stolen from somewhere in the possession chain. Ownership is a moral and legal concept, and it implies the possessor is law-abiding, a principled civil disobedience-exempted concept, especially as felons are prohibited by law from having a gun. The other key piece of information that they have no desire to validate is how many lives are saved by guns in private hands. And why bring up other inconvenient truths, like how the suicides in their mix compare with rates in gun-free Japan? How many of the gun deaths being tallied were the results of the victims initiating illegal or inordinately risky behavior? That's because the scientists are on a mission, and they're on a roll. So why would you throw those things in to spoil a good narrative? Because they also tell us, in the study, their preordained conclusion, that they want us all to reach with them as we coalesce in their mindset. Efforts to identify state-specific best practices can contribute to changes in national FRF, firearms-related fatality rates, that remain high. That's another statistical bit of sleight of mind that's a favorite among gun grabbers, designed to trick people into adopting the New York-style disarmament model nationwide. And, of course, Obama was lying through his teeth when he said what works in Chicago may not work in Cheyenne. He was just pandering for votes. He doesn't believe a word of anything he's saying when he's talking that way. Do you see any of his proposals, such as a renewed and expanded assault weapon ban, being regional specific or instead being infringements on everybody? I mean, that's what they are. They're called universal background checks for a reason. Progressives only believe in home rule when it ratchets up to control citizens, not the other way around. Just ask Kansas. Just ask Missouri. If you have a few homicides within a low population, that's going to give you a higher rate than many homicides within a high population. And regardless of the geographic location, what's also left unmentioned in the study are especially relevant commonalities beyond the existence of guns. Things like being involved in illegal and risky behavior, being criminals, being gang members. Things, associating with known criminals and gang members. And that those occupations and those associations pose varying degrees of elevated danger. Sorry, that's just life. It also stands to reason that women who would choose to partner up with people that undertake that kind of stuff are at a higher risk for domestic violence, including with guns. Add to this a higher propensity for substance abuse, along with depressing economic, health, moral, spiritual, and emotional consequences that come along with living such a criminal lifestyle. It's hardly surprising people who do not control themselves and the basic responsibility aspect of their lives are immersed, totally immersed, submerged in it, if you will, in destructive behavior that is to their own detriment. And to the detriment of children being raised in these environments. If it was just guns, stands to reason to expect this latest report to show similar results within the 5 million members of the NRA, for example. Maybe they could get back to us after they've compared our homicide rate to say that in the gun-free UK or something, I don't know. It's not about guns. When we get back, I'll tell you what it's about. But that was their study. Now for a little truth. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Okay, then. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Lubricant Studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I am One of the things that I'm proudest of in my life is the fact that I'm a military veteran. Nothing like the young generation that's here today, that the veterans that are in their 20s and 30s, they faced a lot more than I did. But there was more going on while they were in uniform. And most of my time was spent in Europe when the Soviet Union was still a viable entity, and we thought they would be partying in Paris in 72 hours after they initiated hostilities. And still, we were there. While I was in the military, I learned the meaning of brotherhood. I don't have a brother, but I had many brothers when I was in the military. And I had most of my brothers didn't look anything like me. And I based my embrace of that concept on the fact that these guys proved themselves to me, which made me in turn want to prove myself to them. Now, segue to today. When I was growing up, I was born in 61, so I was born during Kennedy's reign, and then it became LBJ's reign. And somewhere in between there and now, especially when LBJ was president, the black family began to dissolve. Fatherhood began to become denigrated. Fathers weren't necessary. He's just the guy, right? He's just the one that made certain things possible. But, all the stuff that we learned in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s, all the propaganda we were taught. Somehow or other, for some reason, the black American family is the one targeted. I don't really know why. I mean, their overall makeup within the United States is, 15% of the total population? But they were targeted. They had just, only emancipated for 100 years at the time, still vulnerable, still knowing people that experienced that. They were very vulnerable to the lie. And then what became the multiple layers of lies upon lies upon lies upon lies. Now, I've heard, never read it, I heard about that book, The Bell Curve, where supposedly, and, I could never prove it because my time in the military, I saw people of all shapes and sizes and colors that could execute their tasks as easily as I could, as proficiently as I could possibly put it together. So I never saw this supposed inability of certain races to do certain things, to be able to understand certain things. They're, the ones that choose not to take certain things up. Yes, then I can understand where they might have that going on. But if once you get beyond the choice, I've never seen anybody choose want to try to excel at something that doesn't become proficient in some way or manner. So this whole notion that there's anybody human on the planet today that can't be, to coin a phrase, all they want to be is beyond me. I don't subscribe to it. I don't at all. Now, sad fact today in the United States, going back to that stat, that statistic about black Americans being 11 more times likely to be killed and shot in gun violence than white people, is because that half of all murderers in the United States today are black, and half of all victims today in the United States are black. Far more dangerous to each other than the police are to them, as an example. That whole racial common denominator thing, that needs to be shoved to the side because that's just that's a facade. That shove that to the left or the right. Make your choice. Why does this happen this way? That's the question. Why does it happen this way? Hey, it's because all those lies. It's because of liberal policy Now, when I was a child, and I don't think I was a special child or anything, special in any way, good or bad, but when I was a child, you know what I wanted? I wanted to be loved. I wanted to feel safe. And who provides that for you when you're a child? Your parents, right? Your parents. What if you don't have any? What if you've only got one? What if one is in jail and one's dead? Are you, as a child, are you going to be able to suss that out yourself and deconstruct that and figure out why that happened? Or are you going to become angry because you don't have your parents? And are you going to seek acceptance somewhere and go for it and be attracted to it where you might get it? What if that's a gang? What then? First come, first serve. Is that the way it works? So whenever you see these studies out there, they're talking about a result. To get out there and say, well, if we just banned guns, that would take care of it. That's not going to take care of anything. Getting rid of federal control of people's lives would go a long way. There's nobody in the United States that cannot be a success, even today, if they want to be bad enough. If you turn to crime, that sort of ruins that for a very long time, if you survive to a nice old age. It holds that back more. And for some reason, one of the things the gun grabbers seem to want to do is to make more of us criminals. Sort of makes us more dependent on government if we become criminals. Huh? Yeah. So, gun control is best served if you create a new class of criminals every other decade or so. If you can create a new criminal, then more dependence is relied upon coming from government. And while you get everything that you're getting from the government, you're getting all they're going to give you. They're in control of that. The limits are there. You can choose to be unlimited, or you can choose to be limited. It's a choice. We'll be right back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now, only at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer. at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. So I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com, PhilsGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432, brought to you by G-Code. I know all of you go to like Academy Sports and Cabela's and places like that. And you see Blackhawk and all these other tactical holsters. Go check out tacticalholsters.com and look at G-Code. You've never seen a tactical holster like these. Never. Simplicity and effectiveness all by itself. In modern times, gun control-wise, what do we have? In 1934, we have the NFA, the National Firearms Act, where short-barreled rifles and shotguns, suppressors, and fully automatic weapons became regulated. Then in 1968, we had the Gun Control Act of 1968. In 1986, we had the Hughes Amendment, and that was because by 1986, the old NFA fee, the $200 fee, was not that much by 1986. When they enacted it, and for some reason they can't raise it, it's prohibited for them to ever raise it, but when they enacted it, you know, in the 30s, $200 was a lot of money. 1986, not so much so. So then they threw another little caveat in there where all automatic weapons that could be owned by civilians with a tax stamp had to be made prior, manufactured prior to some date in 1986. Which, of course, going forward now, you know, that makes them very cost-prohibitive to own. It was not until 1994 when we started having gun control stuck on the end of a plunger and shoved down our throats that we began to see political fallout from gun control. 1994, we had the assault weapon ban and the magazine capacity limits. Now, that was their biggest coup. That was the first time they ever got to ban various types and classes of weapons and put limits on some things. And, well, that was politically disastrous. I mean, Bill Clinton woke up one morning to a totally Republican-controlled Senate and House. And still got some things done. But his signature achievement cost him and the people that supported him heavily. Now, in Colorado, we've had gun control put on the end of a plunger and shoved down the throats of constituents. With information dissemination, it gets worse for them when they do this, because it got out that John Morse told everybody out there that was in the Senate, state Senate of Colorado, not to pay attention to the constituents. Even the Democrats didn't like that. The Democrat voters didn't like it. He gets recalled. Angela Guerin gets recalled. Abby Hudak is on deck and is going to be recalled, and she takes one for the team so that the Senate is retained by Democrats after they picked up two Republican seats, deposing two of them. And right now, governor's in a tight race. He's in a tight race. I think he's behind in polling. New York. Cuomo finds himself. They are going to have to pick off people one at a time, but they're not going to have that full-on rush to have registration. That's being defied. Same in Connecticut. Now in Washington State, despite all the stuff that we've seen, which Colorado should be like a beacon. It should be like a beacon for anybody proposing gun control. They're proposing the same thing. They got a lot of dollars coming in, just like they did in Colorado. Although I think in Washington State, they were a little more crafty, because the gun control initiative is called I-594, and the pro-gun initiative is called I-591. You've got 32% of the people in Washington State supporting both of them. So chances are, since 594 has more name recognition, because they've had about $7 million pumped into it by various billionaires that were from in-state and out-of-state, they're probably going to get that, just like Colorado got it. And we'll see what kind of price they pay. I think Seattle Mayor Mike McGinn, he's already been deposed. He was anti-gun as the day was long. Gun control is harmful to both the public and to the politicians that push it, with few exceptions. Charles Schumer, I don't know what it's going to take to get him out of office. Dianne Feinstein, same. Murphy out of Connecticut. Is it Connecticut? Yeah, I think it's Connecticut. Same. They seem to stay in office. Barbara Boxer, she's relatively gun control. Sheila Jackson Lee, relatively gun control. So they stay in because of their districts, I guess, the who's voting them in. So for a handful of them, the ones that seem to resist everything, they seem to manage to. But it's very bad. It's very bad for politics. It's very bad for the public. But I like that it's bad for politicians. It should be bad for politicians. Politicians are not elected for life. I don't think Supreme Court justices should have lifetime appointments. I question, and I hate to do this, but I'm going to use the same criteria they use. So think about it this way. Right now in the United States, if you're a veteran and you're getting up there, a lot of times you can have your gun rights taken away from you. Somehow or other, if you can't handle your checkbook, if every time you get your VA disability, if you're headed to the store for the Jack's Links and the Lotto tickets, so then you lose your gun rights. I think we should practice age discrimination in politics and in the judiciary. Yeah. I think at 75, that's it. No, let's take that back. 70. I think at 70, that's it. You're done. You are done with politics. Forced to retire. Don't be a late bloomer. That still gives you a very long career. Some of these guys up there, I mean, we had a senator in South Carolina, Strom Thurmond. He lived to be 100 going to sessions in the Senate. I don't even know if he could talk. But we have plenty of 80-somethings and 70-somethings in there. Why do we have this? And why do the same gun controllers stay in office? When it hurts so many others, it should hurt them all. It should hurt them all. Gun control, like the assault weapon ban, it was best put in 2004 by Professor Christopher Kober from the University of Pennsylvania. He said there's been no discernible reduction of the lethality and injuriousness of gun violence based on indicators like the percentage of gun crimes resulting in death or the share of gunfire incidents resulting in injury as a result of this gun control initiative. When the law vanished, there wasn't very much public controversy over that. People were saying that it was going to be more blood in the streets. Blood in the streets was going away. It was going away when they enacted it. It continued to go away. But banning that class of weapons wasn't going to do anything anyway because nobody uses them. Isolated cases, of course. But they're running. I think it's funny. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too-big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing aging that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right. One more time in the shooting lane. Coming to you live from the Frog Group Lubricant Studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. One of the things about gun control advocates is that, one, I'm getting tired of talking about them, but two, I want to leave you with this. I'm getting real tired of talking about them because they lie, because they conflate data. They take things and they shake them up in the, you know, the thing you put the dice in and for the Yahtzee, when you're shaking the dice up, the Yahtzee shaker. They throw the data in there and shake it until it comes out looking in a way they want it to sound, which is never a good idea because it's misleading. Now, there's a couple of things they love to say. First of all, gun violence claims 30,000 plus lives per year, of which well over two-thirds of those are suicide. I myself don't think of suicide as gun violence if you use a gun. It's sad that somebody feels like their life is so bad that this is the only thing they got. This is the only thing they can do. But I don't think of it as gun violence. And there's much more suicide in Japan, which has a different cultural outlook on certain things than there is here. Doesn't matter, though, because ultimately the gun control is for the children, you see. MSNBC, they had a headline, nearly 10,000 American children are injured or killed by guns every year. Well, we know that's not true because we have less than 10,000 people overall killed by guns in the United States every year. And they cite a study of children under the age of 20. 20. I hate to tell you this, but at 18, you're not a kid no more. Everything changes when you're 18. You can vote. You can join the military. And, of course, 19 and 20, same deal. USA Today proclaims that guns kill twice as many kids as cancer does. They write, in 2010, 15,576 children and teenagers were injured by firearms, three times more than the number of U.S. soldiers injured in the war in Afghanistan, according to the Defense Fund. Now, the fact that most of these firearms-related, quote-unquote, childhood deaths involve teenage gangbangers, that's neither here nor there. But it is here. Now, here's from Chicago, okay? Here's a story from the SunTimes.com of two children involved in gun violence. 15-year-old Denzel Burke received an order from an older conservative vice lord to shoot a rival. They spotted on a sidewalk in Rogers Park. He and his teenage pal dutifully got out of the car they were traveling in and chased their prey, according to Cook County prosecutors. Eric Vaughn allegedly told 15-year-old Denzel Burke, "Wet that T-shirt up," encouraging him to wound the 19-year-old target before handing Burke a loaded gun on the afternoon of July the 12th. Passersby also heard Burke's friend Michael Phillips, 17, further embolden Burke as the two chased after the other teen on the 1300 block of West Devon Avenue. "Get his expletive deleted," Phillips allegedly said, as Burke fired 10 times, missing the rival but striking photographer Will Lewis in the back as he stood at a nearby bus stop, which killed Mr. Lewis. After the shooting, Burke allegedly unloaded his weapon on Devon Avenue, and Phillips was heard urging him to flee. "Come on." These two youths were apprehended, and that probably saved their life. If they had managed to escape, they would have remained on the firing line. And the anti-gunners refuse to accept this. They refuse to acknowledge this. If you look at the numbers rationally, like John Locke does, like Gary Kleck does, like Robert Guy's does, you would see that we don't have a gun problem. We do have a suicide and a gang problem. And really, they're sort of the same thing, aren't they? Suicide is where somebody says, "There is nothing more that I can do. I don't like living anymore." Gang members seek that acceptance that they're missing. If they don't achieve it, maybe they too become suicides. How do you address those issues and really mitigate them? How do you take them down a notch? It's a real simple answer. What do the gun grabbers do to mitigate those numbers? They're not interested in mitigating those numbers. First of all, those numbers, if those numbers actually, and they are going down, they are going down. But if they continue to go down, that's just pulling teeth out of their head. They're losing their teeth over this one. But their common goal, so they state, and their motivation is for the children, and not one more, and all this other stuff, is to make it harder for me and you, as law-abiding Americans, to exercise a right that we were born with. And that makes me wonder about them. Because they know now. They've got to know what I know. They've got to know what you know. 126 million estimated gun owners in the United States. How are they going to roll that back? Why do they care to roll that back? In fact, if gun ownership is exploding, if population is going up, and if crime with guns is going down, despite those two factors being involved, that means we're doing something right. Now, what some states have done, the states that are doing something right, are the ones that are allowing their citizens, and I hate to use that word, but the ones that have codified a way for them to carry a gun, and them know who that is. For some reason, they can't. And there are some states that don't care if they know who it is. Vermont comes to mind. Wyoming comes to mind. They don't care who's carrying a gun. As a matter of fact, I love their attitude. Carry whatever you want, whenever you want, wherever you want, and we're not going to mess with you till you mess up with it. How refreshing. But that's what the founders envisioned. And if you'll notice, they'll get out there and say, "Well, the founders never envisioned an Uzi or a fully automatic can fire 30 rounds in half a second war machine. No, they dreamed about them, though. If we were to take and, if I boarded a time capsule and could go back in time and take three or four pallets of M16s to the, to George Washington's Revolutionary Army and pass them out, I would have been a founding father. I would be on Mount Rushmore. Because that would have been a game changer. But as it is, they knew, I'm sure, especially in the days when, one of the problems with gun grabbers is technology. Technology has got them to the point now to where they don't have to have imagination. They can just conjure it up on a graphics program or on their iPhone or something else. They can conjure anything they want up without having to actually imagine it. Back in the days of the founders, before there was iTunes, they had to have an imagination. They had to have an ability to look forward. And we had multi-capacity shot rifles back then, too. They just were... None of the farmers in the Revolutionary War had any of them. That's why we fought it with single-shot muskets, because none of them had any of that higher-end, higher-dollar stuff. Had nothing to do with it not existing and not being imagined or anything. It was being imagined plenty. But the next time you're thinking about the children, whenever they say it's about the children, take a look at the children, please. They're not like my year-and-a-half-old granddaughter. That's a child. No, gangbangers aren't children. That's it. We'll do it again tomorrow in about 22 hours. Stay safe. Don't have time to tell you the rest of it. This has been Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.